Where do we stand now with accreditation and federal policy?
First, when it comes to federal policy and not only accreditation, but also higher education, we do know what the big issues are. Accountability for accreditation. Do we want more or less of it? The whole issue of funding and funding students and the national conversation we are having about equity and diversity in the society. We hear the candidates talking about free college, proposals of various types, for example, and the issue of how much oversight of institutions' finances does the federal government need to engage given the extent of federal support for higher education, and who is to do this, government or the accreditors? That said, we know less about what will happen with accreditation itself. And I think we know so little that I call this, at least for the time being, a period of unknowns. The federal law that governs higher education, that includes accreditation, has not been reauthorized for years. It expired initially in 2013. It is still in play in the Congress. Regulations from the U.S. Department of Education guiding accreditation are in the process of being changed. This isn't finalized. And even the more general guidance, what's sometimes called sub-regulatory guidance, that the department uses in overseeing accrediting organizations is in play, with guidelines developed in 2012, now accompanied by a revision of the guidelines, a handbook that may or may not be used by an accrediting organization. It is up to them. And the law and the regulations and the guidance are intertwined. Regulations depend on the law. The law hasn't been reauthorized, and guidance depends on both the law and the regulations. So even if we get right away regulations or guidance, either could change at any time. Will we have a revised law, the Higher Education Act? That's very difficult to predict.